Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Glad you're with us today as we continue in our series, The Grace Guide to Marriage. Lots of great insight in the study, and I hope you're enjoying it. So let's get underway, and to do that, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Marriage is hard. It's difficult for all of us, even the best of marriages. We all go through tough times, tough patches, and we have to deal with our own selfishness. And boy, you know, I lived as a single guy until I was 32 years of age, and pretty set my ways, and then I married Gina, and I found out how selfish I really was.
And how set you were.
That's right. That's right. And it's like, wait a minute, I've been doing things my way for so long, and now she wants to do it a different way. And that's like, no, I don't want to let go of how I've done things. Yeah. And so we find out in marriage that we are very selfish people at the core, and it's why it's so important that we depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ to give us that firm foundation that we need to allow us to not be selfish in our relationships one to another. But what I would like to do today, we're going to talk more of the practical aspects of marriage, how we listen to one another, communicate with one another, what our goal needs to be in any decision that we make, and how do we come to that decision. But before we get to all those practical helps as far as marriage is concerned, I want to ask you, our listeners, to do a favor. I want you to send an email to me, bob@basicgospel.net, and I want you to tell me about some of the most difficult challenges you've had in your marriage. And you can send them anonymously
if you're chicken.
Yeah, that's right. If you need to do it that way, but do write to me, bob@basicgospel.net, and just tell us your story, your hardest challenge as far as marriage. You may be going through that difficult time right now and finding your hardest challenge to be facing you right at this very moment. It may have been something that you dealt with years ago. But what was your most difficult challenge? How did you get through it if you've already gotten through it? What is some of the help that you need right now if you're going through that challenge right now? So if you could do that, we would greatly appreciate it.
Bob@basicgospel.net.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about some of those emails that you send in to us in upcoming broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be real helpful for people to understand first, they're not alone.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So often when we go through trials and tribulations, when we have problems, we think, well, nobody else has ever experienced this. Well, if we start sharing our challenges one with another, then we'll find out, hey, we're all in the same boat. We're all going through the same difficulties or have been through the same difficulties, and there's help and there's hope for us. So it's going to be a great encouragement. Again, send that to me, bob@basicgospel.net, bob@basicgospel.net. So last week we were talking about husbands and the fact that husbands are to love their wives. We gave some practical helps as far as how you do that. And one of the things that we talked about was just learning to listen to your wife. Oftentimes we come to the table with the mindset we need to fix problems. I mean, that's what we do normally out there in the work day, wherever we work, we're problem solving. Yeah. Something happens and we've got our Mr. Fix-It t-shirt on and we're trying to fix those problems, solve problems, bring about solutions that are going to make a difference. And so we take that mindset to our relationships. And so our wives start to share with us some things that are bothering her. Maybe it's terrible carpet. She hates the carpet. Maybe it's something else in the house. Maybe it has something to do with one of the kids. Or, you know, there's all sorts of things that she just wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. She just wants to share, you know, what's going on inside of her. And she actually wants you to listen to her and just engage and not to fix her, not to offer counsel. I know when Gina and I first got married, you know, I had a lot of information about counseling principles. You know, if you hear this, then here's kind of the direction that you would want to direct them in. So she would say things, stuff about her emotions, and so I would jump in and just give all of my counseling training. Well, you know, honey, emotions only follow thought, and you really just need to change your thinking. Well, that's not what she wanted to hear.
Probably not.
No, not at all. But I was more than willing to offer up that advice because I wanted to help fix her, to get her, you know, emotionally stable, whatever it might be. So we come home and we have that Mr. Fix-It t-shirt on and we want to listen. And as soon as we hear a problem, our minds start racing with ideas on how we can make that better. And instead of listening to what she's really saying, we are thinking about a possible solution. And we miss each other in the communication. We miss each other in what's actually being said at that particular time. So what does the scripture say to us? Well, the scripture says this, "Know this, my beloved, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." And I think if we, as in our relationships, in our marriage relationships, would really hold that close to us and let that be kind of a guiding truth in how we communicate one with another, I mean, we're going to see our communications go off the chart in a very, very positive way. So let me read this verse again. It's a very simple verse, and it has three parts to it. Be quick to hear. Hey, we're not quick to hear. We are quick to do anything but sit and listen. But he says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Listening is the most important aspect of this particular verse. Now, we're going to talk about why that is so vitally important as far as the marriage relationship is concerned right after this break.
Guy walks into a room. He says, my wife just stopped and said, you weren't even listening, were you? I thought, that's a pretty weird way to start a conversation. I'll let you mull on that for a while.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah, well, this is The Grace Guide to Marriage with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. And, you know, our purpose at Basic Gospel is to get this good news out by every means available. And, you know, people everywhere have a need to hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We want to encourage that, and we want to encourage you in your giving. So share the blessing of being a part of it. Join with us if you can. Click donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Now, you folks in Canada can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. In other countries, all other countries, PayPal is a great way to support Basic Gospel. Remember, friends, your gifts do make a difference. Now back to The Grace Guide to Marriage with Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So let's kind of retrace our steps, all the things that we've talked about in this Friday teaching series up to now. We first looked at the book of Genesis and saw the very first wedding. God was officiating that wedding, and he put Adam and Eve together. And then he set the foundation for future marriages, that a man would leave his mother and father. And, you know, as far as the woman is concerned, the mom and dad give her away. That's part of the wedding ceremony. Who is it that gives away this bride? And Right. Most of the time I have to write out the answer for the father to be able to give it correctly.
Yeah.
So they're leaving their families. They're leaving their identity that they had with their families, and they're creating a new entity.
Yeah.
They're creating a new family unit altogether. So they've left, and then they cleave to one another. They join themselves to one another with the idea that they're never going to separate. This is a forever thing, until death do they part. So that's the cleaving, and they become one flesh. And so it's such a tight-knit relationship that as you grow together, people begin to see you as Bob and Gina, Richard and Lois, whatever it might be. The two of you have become one. And so you need to operate as that in that reality, that you are one. So when you first get married, you see a lot of selfishness, and you say, hey, this is what I want. And then your wife or your husband will say, well, this is what I want. And then it becomes an argument, trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, or whose idea is the best idea. And when you're operating that way, you're not operating as one, you're operating as competitors. Who's going to win this battle? Well, that's never good for the marriage. So you have to step back and say, wait a minute, we're one. So let's figure out what's going to be best for the marriage. Not what is best for me as the husband, or what is best for you as the wife, but what's best for us as a married couple. We want to win together. We oftentimes come at each other like we're playing tennis against each other. We're on opposite sides of the net, but we have to realize we're not on opposite sides of the net. We're on the same side.
Yeah.
We're a tandem. We're a team. We're one, and we need to work together as one. So that's so vitally important for us to step back and say, okay, I've listened to you. I've heard what you've said. Hopefully you've sat back and listened to me. Now let's decide together and get on the same page on how we're going to move forward in this particular problem, or with this particular issue. So it could be with your kids. How are we going to discipline our kids? Well, my background, my mom and dad disciplined me this way, so I think that's the best way to discipline kids. Well, she would say, well, my mom and dad disciplined me this way, and I think that's the best way. And so instead of saying, well, let's forget about our background and our experience, let's figure out this together. How are we, as a couple together, who are one in Christ and one with each other, how are we going to discipline our kids? And let's sit down and really listen to one another, and then come up with a game plan that we're both excited about, that we're both happy about. And that takes time, doesn't it? It's not something that just clicks. It's not something that just you know, a magic wand is waved and everything is perfect.
Not by osmosis.
That's
sure.
Right. It takes some time to deal with those things and to really come to grips and to get on that same page one with another. And why is that important? Because you're one flesh. Yeah. And because you're one flesh, every decision you need to make needs to be out of that truth that you're one flesh. So you're going to be on the same page. So you need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to hear. Now, this word hear is more than just hearing the audible sounds. It's more than just information going into your brain. To hear, to listen, is to listen attentively with the idea that you're going to do something with what you've heard. So it's much like Paul talks about in Romans 10 about hearing the gospel. Mm-hmm. You know, faith comes by hearing.
Right.
Well, we're not just hearing the story that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he was raised again, but we're hearing it intending to do something about it. So we hear it, it registers, it resonates, and there's a response. So when we're quick to hear, it means that we really want to hear what our mate is actually bringing to the table so that we can respond to it, so that we can act upon it. Now, that's what it means to really hear. So we have to really set ourselves up emotionally, prepare our minds to listen. This isn't just, hey, I'm going to, you know, sit and look at you in the eye and pretend I'm listening type of thing, which so many men do.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's just amazing. Did you hear? I've done this in counseling, and the wife is telling her story, and here's what, here's what's really bothering me and that sort of thing. And I'll look at the husband and say, did you hear what she just said? It's like, no, I didn't. And they pretend that they do, and then you question them a little bit, and they find out they weren't listening at all. They were thinking about their golf game, or they were thinking about, you know, why are we here? I mean, I'm a good husband. I provide a good living for us, and you know, this isn't a marriage problem. This is just a female thing, and she needs to figure it out on her own. And usually, that's what they're thinking. So we really need to prepare our minds and to prepare our hearts to listen to what our mates have to say and intend to do something about it. So that's going to help you with the other parts of this verse, being slow to speak and slow to anger.
Yeah.
If you really listen and understand where they're coming from, then you're not going to just explode in anger because you've heard it wrong.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel, the Grace Guide to Marriage. And, Bob, my late wife, Diane, when she and I were married, she brought some wisdom into our marriage. She had a little saying, listen without defending and speak without offending.
Yes.
That's pretty wise.
That is really wise.
Yeah. Well, we
need to tweet that.
Bottle it, huh? Yeah. Well, again, it is the Grace Guide to Marriage, a series rich with insight on a subject that far too many couples struggle with. And that, of course, is the reason that we prepared it for you. If you'd like to review previous sessions, you'll find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. And we hope that you'll tell others how they can hear this excellent series as well. The Grace Guide to Marriage with Bob Christopher. Richard Piper is the missing one, but he'll be back next week. He brings some rich insights into it as well. But again, you'll find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching, and we hope you'll take full advantage of it.
Yes, indeed. So back to some of the practical aspects of marriage, how we deal one with another. And again, there's just really four things that we really need to know about marriage, four things that the Word of God really spells out for us in very clear terms. There's not a lot of detail to it. I think God says here's kind of the guiding truths, the grace truths that you need to understand, and then you have freedom to allow the Holy Spirit to creatively work through you to carry those out in your unique relationship. So how you love your wife, how Bill loves Mary, might look a little different than how Jim loves Susie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same truth that's compelling them to act in the ways that they are acting. So as far as husbands are concerned, you just have one wife. And so there's only one woman that you need to know in the way that you need to know her.
Right.
So you don't have to become an expert in women. You just need to be an expert about
in
your wife.
Yeah.
And when you do, then that gives the Holy Spirit a lot of freedom to creatively work in you to do things for her that is really going to resonate, that's really going to touch her deep within her heart and soul. And the same for wives toward their husbands. There's only one man that you really need to get to know, how they function, what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, the Holy Spirit will creatively work in you to show him the respect and love that in a way that is going to be unique to him.
Yeah.
So just get to know that one person. So as you do, like I said, you're going to be able to see these grace truths being lived out in your marriage relationship. And that is so exciting.
Yeah.
That is really so exciting. And then you can be able to share your experiences and help encourage others
mm-hmm.
along the journey
sure.
as well. So don't try to mimic. We look at marriages that are successful and we think, well, what should we be doing to make our marriage look like theirs? Well, you don't want your marriage to look like theirs. You want your marriage to look like your marriage. It's the same on an individual basis. We look at people that we kind of think of as heroes or we would like to be in their shoes, and we ask the question, what are they doing? And what are they doing to become successful? And then we try to mimic what they're doing. And I tell you, there's hundreds and thousands of people getting rich on the internet by taking advantage of that very human reality. We're successful. You want to be successful like me? Then pay me a bunch of money, and I'll tell you the 10 steps that I took to become successful. And so people are buying into those online courses like crazy. 35 million people took an online course last year from a so-called expert so they could be successful and that their lives could look like that expert's life. It's just the way we are as human beings. We do that in the church world as well. I mean, there's a successful church, and they've grown, and all the other churches around them are not growing. And so we ask the question, what's going on over there at church XYZ? Mm-hmm. Why are they being successful? And so you pick up the phone, you call the pastor, and you say, can I have some of your time? And you say, what are you doing? Said, well, here's the 10 things we're doing. And so you write those 10 down and you take it to your church, your leadership, and you say, if we'll do these 10 things, then we'll be successful. We'll be like this church. We'll look like what this church is doing. And God has never said, I want you to look like this church. I want you to look like that individual, or I want your marriage to look like somebody else's. He uniquely works in each of us. And so in your marriage, don't try to mimic somebody else's marriage. You may be encouraged by their journey, but allow God to work in you creatively. Allow God to work through your personality. Allow God to work through your skill set. Allow God to work through your strengths and your weaknesses. And together, see how God molds you together as husband and wife. Right. And one of the best ways that's going to happen is in really committing yourself to listening one to another. I know the biggest problem in marriages today, the reason that marriages fall apart, the reason that people, end up in the divorce court, most statistics will say it's finances, different ways to handle finances. And you'd think, well, if that's the case, then why are rich people getting divorced? Yeah. Well, it gets down to a matter of communication. We fail to get on the same page in these matters that are of utmost importance to the success of our marriage. And why have we failed to get on the same page? Because we failed to listen. So this verse in James chapter 1, verse 19, it's one of the most important verses in the Word of God when it comes to marriage. And let me read it one last time as we close today's broadcast. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you have been with us today for the Grace Guide to Marriage. It's been a wonderful session, and I hope you're enjoying and benefiting from it. If you have a question today or over the weekend, drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net or leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Either way, we'll be glad to answer your question here at Basic Gospel. It's just what we do. And please remember that we need your help to keep this new covenant message on the air and to spread this good news of love, grace, and life in the Lord Jesus Christ to new listeners everywhere. Again, the number is 844-322-2742, or as I said, you can donate online at basicgospel.net. In Canada, it's basicgospel.net/Canada. Outside the U.S. and Canada, you can donate with PayPal. We hope you want to share in the blessing of joining us as a partner at Basic Gospel. Want to remind you also that the Basic Gospel app is a great way to stay connected, and it has practically every feature you could possibly want in an app. And also, we want to remind you that we're streaming live video every day, every weekday, to Facebook and YouTube. And we hope you would love to come inside the studio and be with us every day. It's a good opportunity to see just exactly what it looks like inside the studio here at Basic Gospel. Well, that's it for this edition, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and I hope you'll be with us again on Monday for Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.